from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey guys, I'm Nick. My name is Johnny. All right. I'm on page 208, basic text. This addict from Iran, the most important person in the room for over 2 years before he got clean. Now he devotes himself to NA, sponsorship, the steps, and service. Sorry about that. All right, the spirit of service. I'm an addict from Iran. I was introduced to NA in 1996 at a detention house. This introduction led to a new way of life, not out of willingness, but out of powerlessness and desperation. I'd arrived at the center nearly unconscious and slept for 2 complete days. I'd smuggled in some drugs, but when I went to use them, they were gone. It seemed to me that all my roommates were high, even though they all denied it. I was very agitated and disappointed. I endured the pain without complaining, but the desire to use was with me the whole time I was there. Now that I've been clean for a number of years, I'm able to see that there was evidence of the disease of addiction long before I started using. I didn't like my own belongings or even my parents' names. I always wanted to be someone else. I wanted to be powerful, capable, and prestigious. I wanted to be a grown-up. At age 11, I smoked my first cigarette. It burned my throat badly, yet I felt like a man. It helped my self-esteem for a moment, but soon those feelings went away. At 13, I was introduced to drugs. I immediately felt that I had found a way to create feelings of power and control in me. The more I used, or the more powerful a substance I used, the better I felt. By the time I was 16, I was using the most powerful drugs around. For the first 3 years, I enjoyed it. Gradually, one hit at a time, drugs became my higher power. Day by day, I was getting older and weaker, while the drugs seemed younger and stronger. I started thinking about controlling my drug use. On every attempt, the drugs defeated me. I would use to sleep, instead I stayed awake. I would use to stay awake, instead I'd fall asleep. I would use to find friends, instead I'd find enemies. I'd use to fight, instead I made up. Everything was controlled by the drugs. I felt the shame and guilt and would regularly judge and punish myself. Denial, justification, and dishonesty created a distance between me, my family, and the rest of society. My feelings of anger, resentment, and hatred fueled my justification for using more and more. I've experienced much hardship due to my addiction. Many different jails, mental hospitals, suicide attempts, theft, and selling of my family's belongings. One of the most painful experiences happened during the 1984 war. At the time, many everyday products were rationed and we had to use government-issued coupons for our purchases. On a number of occasions, I sold the rations of my baby's powdered milk on the black market and used the money for drugs. After getting high, I would cry and beat myself up. Sometimes I would feed my baby only sugar water. My heavy using lasted 20 years. For the last 17, I was looking for a cure that I couldn't find. Until finally, in that detention house, I was introduced to NA. Upon my arrival at the first NA meeting, the greeter welcomed me with a warm and loving hug. I was lost and confused. It had been a long time since anyone hugged me, even my mother. I thought, these people are lunatics. They don't know who they're dealing with. I was looking for differences and finding fault with the meeting. Eventually, there was a part of the meeting where people announced their clean time. This is not possible. They're all lying. They're all high. My head was screaming. Even in prison, I would use anything I could find to get high. That was and will remain one of the most sacred days of my life. They told me that the newcomer is the most important person in an NA meeting. For the next 2 years, I was the most important person in every meeting since it took me 2 years for me to get clean. I thought that I was different. I thought that maybe there was another way for me to use, if I could change the type or the amount or the timing of my drug use. I continued struggling until the miracle happened for me as well. One day, on the way to my connection, something amazing happened. Somehow, I turned around and went to visit one of my NA friends instead. We talked only for a few minutes about ordinary stuff, but when I left, I felt different. My obsession had disappeared. To this day, I don't know what happened in those few minutes. What I do know is that it was the beginning of my recovery. All that I had done was continue to go to meetings, wholeheartedly asking God to help me stay clean, and I kept in touch with other NA members. Against my every belief that this program would not work for me, it did. I started feeling intense hope instead of my usual obsession to use. It seemed like I had become a different person with a new set of feelings who was about to begin a new life. I felt excited and happy, and the world seemed beautiful to me. That same night, I got a sponsor, and I told him that I wanted to work the first step right away. He told me to read the first step a few times so we could talk about it later. I stayed up until morning, and I read all of the basic text. Starting the next day, I carried the book around with me and continued reading it. Every time I reviewed the first step, something new would become clear. I couldn't believe that I could stop using, but the truth was that I no longer had the obsession to use. I spent most of my time with people in the fellowship and became more and more hopeful. I could truly laugh and feel joy. I looked at the sky and it seemed that I hadn't really noticed it in years. Every day I shaved, I put on clean clothes, and was the first one at the meeting. I shared at meetings, and afterwards I would spend time with other addicts. I no longer denied my problems because I felt that everything would be okay. I would call my sponsor over 10 times a day. He was patient and treated me like a good friend. It was a curious thing. For the first time, I was willing to listen to someone unconditionally. I had become teachable. And I kept feeling and getting better. After a couple of months clean, I ran into one of my old using buddies. We would talk for hours when we were using, but this time we had nothing to say to each other. It was as if we were strangers. From the beginning, my sponsor made me aware that this was only the beginning and that I needed to get into action. He told me that to stay clean, I needed to work the steps, go to meetings, and be of service. At first, I couldn't understand what he was telling me. I was clean after many years of trying. I felt happy. However, after a short time, I realized that if I didn't make some major changes in my life soon, I would go back to where I was before. Today, I believe that a person who is clean and does not work the steps can possibly be more dangerous than someone using. When I started service work, I realized how sick I was. Attention-seeking, self-centeredness, selfishness, resentment, the desire for revenge, and many other of my character defects got in the way and caused problems for other members. One day at a time, our fellowship continued its growth, and I grew up and got wiser as well. A little at a time, I got in touch with humility, God-centeredness, acceptance, forgiveness, and other spiritual principles. At that time in Tehran, there were only two groups, and each met three times a week. I helped out by making tea, setting up chairs, and cleaning up afterwards. I started feeling that this was my home. And every day a newcomer arrived, I would go talk to him and share my experience. I noticed the positive effect of my words, and that made me feel good. I felt useful. People started asking me to sponsor them, but my sponsor suggested that I work some more steps before doing so. He said that meanwhile, I should continue to share my experience in recovery with others. Gradually, by working the steps, sharing, and working with newcomers, the spirit of service grew in me. I became thirsty for service in NA. Today, I recognize that service is my responsibility and my way of appreciating the fellowship. My relationship with God improved. In the beginning, I simply prayed and thanked God for being clean. And that was enough to give me a sense of serenity. Through working the steps, I realized that as I kept changing and getting better, the world around me also kept changing for the better, and that God was with me on this path of transformation. I started to know myself and become familiar with my strengths and my weaknesses. My relationships with people and my community kept improving. I found the ability to resolve my problems one by one. I experienced a new sense of peace and freedom by practicing the spiritual principles contained in the steps, and that helped me be more successful in my work. My faith helped me to recognize that my pain or my defeats were possible lessons for future success. Prayer and meditation became part of my life. The first time I worked the 11th step, my sponsor asked me if I'd ever thought about what God's will was for me. After a few days of considering this, the answer came to me that God's will for me was to serve others. When I shared this with my sponsor, he smiled and he told me that now I was ready for the 12th step. I believe that I truly became a member of NA once I worked the 12th step. My sponsor suggested that to work the 12th step better, I should increase my knowledge of how the program works. He encouraged me to attend meetings focused on the traditions and concepts of service. I read service material. I gained a better understanding of the spiritual principles and a better understanding of my defects, which were the obstacles in the way of my sincere service. Practicing spiritual principles has helped my life outside of the fellowship as well, to the point that today I'm an economically and socially successful person. The NA program offers us only one promise: freedom from active addiction. Every day I thank God that I have received this and so much more. Today I do not need to use drugs and do not need to die. I feel a loving God with me at every moment. I feel good about others and myself. I no longer need to seek approval or recognition. Serving NA is my way of repaying the fellowship that saved me from certain death. And doing service is a part of my amends to society for the damage I've caused during my using. Service is gratitude in action, and it gives me a feeling of usefulness, and that is extremely meaningful to me. Every day, I ask God to give me the power to carry out his will.
Thank you, Johnny. And at this time, I would like to introduce our first author slash speaker, and that is Mahmoud from Iran.
Hi, my name is Mahmoud, and I, of course, I living in Iran. But you know, my homeland is NA. And you know, these guys, this is story like my life. when this is my, actually, this is my first experience, first reading story, and you know, and then share. What can I say? You know, you already share my story, and my story, I think, is your story. Let me close my, you know, it made me tear. Close my picture and then talking. You know, I said my homeland is NA because I love this fellowship, because we don't have any fucking border. Like geography, political, even political, religious, you know, economy, no matter you are man or woman, and what color in your skin. That's why I love this program. Even you using, you can member of Narcotic Anonymous, yes, we need to willingness for stop using. And that's why I, 24 years ago, I become a member of Narcotic Anonymous. As you read my story, and as long as I remember from my childhood, I didn't feel very good. You know, actually I was feeling so bad. And after lab, by the chance, I find drugs, you know. And drugs made me feel good. And I was in love with drugs, you know. I think after a while, when I was starting to use gradually, I fall in love with drugs. From, I think about more than 20 years, I worked for my love. You know, I was in pain, using, living for use, using for live, but you know, I was in love with drugs. You know, I selling drugs, you know, I selling my home appliance. Even I sell, as you read, I sell my baby dry milk for using, you know, even I go to jail for my love. Even I go to mental hospital because I love that fucking things, you know. And I was using about 20 years. To me, all those years, like I sleep about that 20 years. You know, I was sleeping all the time. And, you know, I was lasting 20 years of my best day in life. Of course, with pain, alone, you know, and whatever you have my experience. I try to stop many times. I try to stop that, this love for many, many time, many, many years and many, many way, you know. 10 times I've been jail, many times I go to hospital, mental hospital. Even I try to kill myself, but it's not worth it, you know. It's nothing worth it for me. And I remember 24 years ago, I was in jail. And for the first time, I hear about Narcotic Anonymous. And from that time, with help of NA, my life has been changed, you know. I started to wake up, you know. It took me 2 years for miracle happen. I was going meeting every day. Of course, I was willing to stop using. I was keep contact with any member, you know. And of course, I was most important person for 2 years because every day I've been relapsed. So one day at the time, I don't know how, but one day at the time in 1999, my obsession was disappear, you know. Just was disappear. I believe we cannot control, we cannot stop, you know. But something miracle happened to me. And right now I'm thinking this, that was my first spiritual waking in NA. And then from that day on, I woke up more and more and more day by day, you know. The journey continue by surrender for me, by sponsorship, by meeting, by recovery friend and service, and working our step, my step, you know, and working my step as I believe even, you know, that's the story I was writing about 14 years ago, I think. But even now, I believe if I'm not working my step, I am more danger from the using of it, you know. I find my character defect and shortcoming and also love from service. Recovery helped me more knowing about myself, relationship, how to live, you know, family, work, everything. And service helped me to practice all of them. Now, as a result of recovery and service, you know, I believe I'm a useful guy. You know, I believe I'm a human. I believe I can feel love, right love, you know, spiritual love. And, you know, I remember when I was joined NA long time ago, we were very small community, 2-3 meeting, 20 people, one group, only one city in Tehran, and addiction was a crime, you know, police catch you, nobody loves you, and, you know, people feeling bad about addict people, they think we are antisocial, blah, blah, blah. You know, in 22 years, we hard working together, you know. As a team, we have all translated all literature, you know. We do, we carry it, PI, HNI, all committee by Farsi, working cooperation with the collaboration with the government. We keep our tradition and we grew up. Now we are 25,000 meeting, you know, all over Iran. We have NA. Thank you, God. You know, more than 400,000 people now clean. Even now we have corona. We find a way, you know, we are very clever people, you know. When they close all meeting because of corona, we start to find another way. We use application, you know. It's very good for some people who is a little bit old timer. In Iran, I am old timer. Maybe in US, of course in US I'm newcomer. You know, when you old timer in your country, you are like a witness to how grew up NA, you know, how grew up people. And also I'm grew up in NA. I'm a big man now, you know. I'm not like when I was using, you know. I have a family, daughter, son, work, many sponsor, you know. I'm a happy man. Of course I have many problems, but of course I have many solutions. I have many tools to use and live happy my life. I think I'm talking too much. Thank you very much to listen to me. I love you all. NA is my country. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.